我们先有一点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你把我们召聚在这里。
Lord, we thank you that thou hast gathered us together.
你要向我们说你自己心里的话。
And you would speak to us the words that are in thy heart.
你要叫我们看见跟随你的路是怎样的往前走。
You would show us the path ahead how we ought to go.
你已经为我们做成了一切。
Thou hast already finished everything for us.
主啊，我们都是享用你手中所做的人。
Lord, we are those who enjoy the finished work of thy hand.
但是我们不得不承认，你虽然为我们做成，
Lord, we must confess, even though you have completed all things for us.
但是我们的愚昧，我们常常不知道怎样去取用你的旨意。
Yet because of our own foolishness, many a times we do not know how to appropriate thyself.
感谢你，你仍然在我们身上有工作。
But we thank thee, thou still hast work upon us.
你让我们在你所给我们的各种各样的环境的里面，去懂得怎样给你带进你的丰富。
And in every circumstance, you teach us so that we would know and how to be brought into thy fullness.
并且也知道如何的在你所做的事上面来减少我们的自己。
And we will also come to realize for us to decrease.
主啊，我们下午在这里仰望。
So that we would choose you, Lord. This afternoon, we look to thee.
求你把你手中的工作向我们显明出来的时候，我们里头就活了。
May we be quickened and live as you reveal to us the work of thy hand.
主啊，借着圣灵的运行，管理着聚会的进行。
Lord, through the sovereign movement of the Holy Spirit, may you rule over this meeting.
让我们众人在这里不是看见某某人，乃是看见你自己的作为。
So that here we will not see any particular person but thy own work.
我们都仰望在这里。
Lord, we look to thee here.
愿主荣耀你自己的名。
Lord, may you glorify your own name.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们感谢主给我们有三天下午从实际的上面来看十字架的工作。
We thank the Lord that he has given us three afternoons times to practically look into the work of the cross.
今年我们下午的这一个专题仍然是借着去年的那个专题下来的。
This year's workshop is a continuation of last year's workshop.
那所以当中有一些交通的话，去年我们交通过的，我们就不再重复。
Therefore, if there are any words that we have shared last year, we will not repeat them this year.
但是有些弟兄姊妹去年没有参加聚会的，你说我们都不知道你们交通过什么。
But perhaps there are some brothers and sisters who did not attend the meeting last year and might say, I do not know what you shared on last year.
但是不必担心。
But do not worry.
去年的那些记录，我不知道什么时候弟兄姊妹你会拿到。
There are recordings and transcriptions of last year's meeting that at a certain time, brothers and sisters will have a copy.
不过一定在这个会期里头你会拿的。
You can have a copy before the end of this conference.
所以你们也可以从哪里稍微知道我们去年所交通过的。
Therefore, for brothers and sisters who missed last year's conference, you can also hear that.
我们下午的这一段时间，我们是准备这样的来使用。
This is how we'll use these few afternoons times together.
弟兄姊妹都晓得这个这次的专题就是十字架与生活。
Brothers and sisters know that this particular workshop is the cross through our daily lives.
我们就说到十字架的工作在我们生活上面是怎么让我们去实行。
That is, how does the cross actually work in our daily living?
严格说起来是我们怎么去接受。
To be very strict is how do we receive the work of the cross upon us?
因此我们在这个下午这一个半小时的时间的里头，我们会前面有一段的一般性的交通。
Therefore, in the 1.5 hour time together each afternoon, the first half will have a general sharing.
是关乎认识那一方面的。
It's in regards to having knowledge.
接上去就由弟兄姊妹来 交通也好，见证也好，就说到他们实际在他们生活里边的一些个学习。
Afterwards, brethren will share practically, either from sharing or testimonial, how they have learned the daily lesson of the cross.
如果时间允许，那每一次我们都会做一个小结。
If time allows, then each afternoon we'll have a summary.
如果时间不允许，那我们就留到第三天下午，就是第三次下午聚会的时候，伯圣沈阳弟兄会给我们做一个总结。
If time does not allow, then on the third afternoon together on the last day, we will have a small conclusion of what was shared.
去年我们弟兄们在精力上面的那个交通是集中在家庭或者是个人的一些生活上的事物。
Last year, the sharing was focused on the work of the cross, on our personal lives and in the family.
今年弟兄姊妹们的交通就会集中在工作和他们的或者说是事业上面的一些环境里边所接受的学习。
This year, the focus will be upon the work or the careers of brothers and sisters.
那这是我们这三个下午这一组里边我们的安排。
Now, this is our arrangement for these three afternoons time in this particular workshop.
现在请弟兄姊妹们先看一点点的经文。
I do ask brothers and sisters to turn to a few passages with me.
我们头一个要看的是提摩太后书。
The first one is found in 2 Timothy.
我们留意的是第二章。
We want to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
二十节
，verse 20
和二十一节
，and verse 21。
弟兄姊妹找到就听我念好了，因为这里灯光不太明亮，弟兄姊妹们会看的比较辛苦一点。
When brothers and sisters have found it, listen as I read, because the lighting is quite dim, so it's not too easy to read.
二十节，第二章提摩太后书二十节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 20。
在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自己脱离卑贱的事，就比作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work.
另外请弟兄姊妹们再看罗马书的六章。
Brothers and sisters, if you will also turn to Romans chapter 6.
从十二节开始
，beginning with verse 12。
我们看一小段。
We'll read a small portion。
罗马书第六章十二节开始
，starting with Romans chapter 6 verse 12。
所以不要容罪在你们彼此的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体作义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof.Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace.
我们再要看一处，这一处我们今天早晨晨更的时候是都念过的。
We'll turn to another passage we have read this morning for our morning devotion.
如果弟兄姊妹你有把握，你念得出来，你就不翻书。
If brothers and sisters have the confidence, you don't need to turn to it, you can memorize it.
如果你没有把握，你可以翻到路加福音 第九章，我们看二十三节。
If you lack the confidence, then you can turn to the gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
能背得出来就不看，我们一块把它念出来。
If you're able to recite it, then we won't turn to it and we can memorize and recite together.
若有人要跟从我，就当天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。最末了，请弟兄姊妹们看《以弗所书》第二章。
Lastly, brothers and sisters, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
从第十节开始。
We'll begin reading from verse 10.
我们在那里念一小段。
We'll read another short passage.
第二章第十节开始。
Starting with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受隔离的。
For ye are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that ye should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands.
然后我们就跳到十九节。
And then we'll jump to verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，由基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的和气，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for habitation of God through the Spirit.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们聚集在一起来看神永远的旨意的成就的时候。
That as we are gathered together and look into how the eternal purpose of God is accomplished.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹们已经对神永远的旨意是什么有了一点的领会了。
First, I believe brothers and sisters have already somewhat of an understanding of what the eternal will of God is.
那我们现在下午我们所面对的乃是神那永远的旨意的成就的那个过程在我们身上是怎么的完成。
This afternoon our focus on then is that eternal purpose of God in the way that is accomplished. How is that done?
而我们也可以翻过来说神怎么在我们身上做工来完成他那永远的旨意。
We can turn it around and say then, how does God work upon us to accomplish His eternal purpose?
弟兄姊妹，你看到刚才从提摩太后书那里边所说的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we have read in 2 Timothy what it says there.
那里说到在大户人家里边有各种各样的器皿。
There it says in a great house there are many vessels.
但是你不会管各种各样的器皿他们原来的性质是什么
regardless of what the nature of those vessels are
我们看见神在那里特别让我们注意的是注意这个器皿如果放在神的手里边的时候那是一个什么的器皿
we must take note though how when those vessels are placed in the hand of God what kind of vessel they become
神心里面非常留意一件事
In God's heart, He is mindful of one thing.
一个器皿放在他手里头。
When a vessel is placed in His hand,
它何用不何用呢
？Whether it's useful to the master or not.
如果何用，那神就很轻快的就把它用上。
If it is meet for His use, very quickly God will use that vessel.
如果不合用的话，
if it is not meet for his use，
那弟兄姊妹，你会想象，那神怎么来看这样的一个事物？
Then brothers and sisters, you can imagine how God will look upon this thing。
弟兄姊妹，我们注意，
brothers and sisters, we must take
note。神要得着他手中合用的器皿，
in order for God to gain a vessel that's meet for his use in his
hand， 是为着一个目的的。
It is for one purpose。
这个目的是什么呢？
What is that purpose？
主的话说得很清楚。
The Lord's, of the Lord tell us very clearly。
叫我们行主所预对不起，我把以弗所书的那边那个弄过来了。是叫我们行神所要我们做的事。
It is in order to do what God has ordained, prepared for us to do.
那神所要做的那些善事。
What are the good deeds that the Lord wants us to do?
他这里是说的有各种各样的善事。
Here it mentions various different good deeds.
那我们千万不要在这里有一点误会。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not have any misunderstanding here.
你会看，好像给我们看见，神有很多很多的事情要做。
You might think that God has many, many particular things to do.
不错，我们可以这样领会。
Yes, we can understand it in that way.
神可以用着一种器皿做这个事，用那一种器皿做这个事。
God can use one vessel to do one thing and another vessel to do another thing.
但是我们必须很清楚地看见。
But we must see very clearly.
神这样使用各种各样的器皿去做成各种各样的事。
As God uses various different vessels to do various different things.
乃是为着神那个永远的旨意。
It is all according to that eternal purpose
of God. 所以仍然是回到一个神的那个永远的旨意里头。
Therefore, we still again return to that one eternal purpose of God.
因此，弟兄姊妹，你看到神说要预备行各样的善事的时候
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, when it says that is to prepare us to do the good deeds which God has prepared for us to do.
弟兄姊妹，你不要去问究竟有多少种。
Brothers and sisters, we do not need to ask how many different kinds.
你要问的是那个善事是什么
？What we must ask, what is that good work？
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们看到。
The Lord shows us.
以弗所书那边就给我们一个很清楚的答案。
In Ephesians, it gives us a very good answer to that good work.
什么是神眼中所看的善事
？What is that good work in the eyes of God？
那边说到神预备行各样的善事，就是神所预备要，神所要我们行的。
But that is that God has prepared and ordained for us to do the good works that we should walk in them.
这个是以弗所二章里边所说的话。
Those are the words in Ephesians chapter 2.
那么究竟神预备要我们行什么呢？
Therefore then, what has God prepared for us to do?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们留意的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we take note,
你往下去看，
if we read on,
你就看见神要我们行什么。
We will see what God wants us to do.
第十节那里就说到预备行各样的善，第十节那里就说，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
你留意十一节开始是用了一个什么话呢？
You can pay attention in verse 11. What words does it begin with?
它用了一个连接词。
It uses a conjunction here.
所以。
Therefore, wherefore.
所以就引出下边一大段的话。
It brings us this passage after that.
那这个所以是根据什么来的呢？
What is this wherefore according to?
就是根据上边第十节里边神所说的，主所说的话了。
This wherefore is according to the words which the Lord spoke before, verse 11.
主在第十节里边，主叫我们看见，他在基督耶稣里把我们造成。
In verse 10, the Lord shows us, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
那造成我们干什么呢？
Why has he created us?
叫我们预备行各样的善事。
It is unto good works.
什么是善事呢？
What are good works?
就是神要我们行的。
That is what God has before
ordained that we should walk in them. 那什么是神说要我们行的呢？
Now what are these that we should walk in?
所以
Therefore,
下边就把神所 神所预备我们行的那件事情点出来了。
All the good work which God has before ordained for us to walk in has appointed for us.
虽然你往下去看的时候，你看见仍然是主在那里做。
Even if we read on, we see it is the Lord Himself at work.
是主借着十字架在那里完成了一些神要做的事。
It is the Lord who finished the work which God desires to finish through the working of the cross.
但是你在留意的时候，
But when we pay attention,
你就留意到了，
we can see that
主已经做好的那些事情在我们身上是怎么去成全。
All the finished work of the Lord, how is it accomplished upon us?
那我们回到以弗所，回到提摩太后书来。
Now if we return to 2 Timothy,
不是说我们翻圣经翻回那里。
It's not that we're turning back and forth there.
我们只是说主的话回到提摩太后书里。
But we're saying the word of the Lord then takes us to 2 Timothy.
这就让我们看到神所留意的他手中何用的器皿的那个事实是什么。
This tells us what is the fact of a useful vessel meet for the master's use in God's hand.
神借着他的儿子在十字架上已经做成了神所要做的那个基本的事实。
God has already finished the very basic truth which he wants to do through the cross by his son.
但是神的永远的旨意在那一个时候只是一个开始。
But that is only the beginning of the eternal purpose of God.
所以神是继续在那里做工。
Therefore, God is continued to be at work.
照着他自己的定义，一步一步的来做。
According to his own will, God works step by step.
他先是借着十字架打开那个救恩的路。
First, through the cross, God has opened up that way of salvation.
然后把我们这些人都引到这个救恩的里面。
And God brings us, captivates all of us into salvation.
然后把我们这些在救恩里面的人就是在基督里的人。
Then for us who are in salvation, those of us who are in Christ Jesus,
继续借着主的十字架来做工。
Again, continues his work upon us through the cross.
要把我们这些人做成一个器皿。
It is to make us into a vessel.
不是单单一个器皿。
Not just one vessel.
是做成一个合主用的器皿。
But a vessel that is meet for the master's use.
弟兄姊妹你可以了解了。
Brothers and sisters, then you
can
understand.
主把我们造成一个他手中合用的器皿。
The Lord is to create for us to be a vessel meet for his use in
his hand. 一个基本的条件是我们这个器皿的质要对。
A very basic requirement of that is that the nature of us being the vessel must be correct.
所以在那里就提到，你要成为一个器皿，你必须要脱离卑贱的事。
Therefore, it says that if you want to be a useful vessel to the Lord, you must purge yourself from those things that defile us.
如果这一个器皿，那个只是许多的卑贱的事情在那里存留，或者是说掺杂在里头。
If being a vessel, we're not sanctified, we're not purged from those things that defile us, that are base.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这个事实了。
Then, brothers and sisters, we can see the fact.
是器皿。
Yes, it's a vessel.
但是不是合用的器皿。
But it is not a vessel that is meet for the master's
use. 那因此呢，要成为主手中合用的器皿。
Therefore, in order to become a vessel that is meet for the master's use.
在那个职的上面，主要把我们带到一个地步，脱离卑贱的事。
In the nature of that vessel, the Lord is to lead us, to purge us from these things that we are sanctified.
那什么是卑贱的事呢？
Now what are those things that we need to be purged of?
因为我们所有的时间是不多，所以我只是轻微的点到就算了。
Now brothers and sisters, for the sake of time, I'm just going to point out those things that we need to be purged of.
那什么是卑贱的事呢？
What are those things that are vile, that are base?
我建议弟兄姊妹们不要把卑贱的事和罪混在一起。
Now brothers and sisters, first we must have an understanding of these things that are base, not to be mixed with the matters of sin.
因为在我们这些心思的里头，不自觉的，我们会把罪和卑贱的事情画上等号的。
Because in our hearts and our minds, unconsciously, we'll put an equal sign between base and sin.
有些时候有些事物是可以这样画上等号的。
Yes, there are some things we can put an equal sign to.
但是不是所有卑贱的事都可以这样画一个等号的。
But not all things that are vile or base we can equal as sin.
主既然特别 让我们去注意卑贱的事。
If the Lord wants us to pay attention to these things that are dishonorable, these are vile things,
那我们就不能不注意什么是卑贱的事。
Then we must pay attention to these things that are dishonorable and base.
我们要留意这件事的时候，我们又不能不回到那个器皿的本身来了。
When we look at this matter, we must go back again to the vessel itself.
因为能不能成为主手中合用的器皿，就在乎这个器皿是不是脱离卑贱的事。
Therefore, in order for this vessel to be one that is meet for the master's use, depends if this vessel can purge itself of these things that are dishonorable.
那究竟什么是卑贱的事呢？
Then what are these dishonorable things?
我们可以这样说。
We can put it this way.
罪的事实里头包含许多卑贱的事。
In the issue of sin, it includes many things that are vile, that are dishonorable.
但是卑贱的事情不一定与犯罪有关。
But that which is dishonorable may not have anything to do with sin itself.
所以我们必须在这里有一个很明确的澄清。
Therefore, we must be very clear on this.
那我让弟兄姊妹们，你注意这一点。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this point.
什么是卑贱的事呢？
What are those things that are dishonorable?
也许我说出来的时候，会把那一个标准定得很高。
Now, perhaps when I point it out, I might have set the bar, the standard very high.
这个要求好像对我们来说，弟兄姊妹就会说，那样来看卑贱的事，会不会过分一点？
This standard then, when I point out, brothers and sisters, my question, is it too high that you're putting this matter of things that are dishonorable?
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意。
But brothers and sisters, if we pay attention,
你要做神手中合用的器皿。
If we're to be a vessel meet for the Lord's use,
我们就不能不把那个标准定得很高。
Then we must set the standard very high.
但是不管它是怎么的高。
But regardless of how high that standard is,
它不会超越过神的要求而成为超高。
It will not be too high of a standard that it has already surpassed the requirement of God.
换一句话来说，
In other words,
那个我们以为很高的标准不过就是神的自己的要求。
That high standard, we think it is so high, actually it is the requirement of God himself.
那我用一个具体的例子给弟兄姊妹们来说一下，你就明白了。
Now, I'll give you a very practical example, then you'll understand.
如果弟兄姊妹记得我去年和弟兄姊妹说到我们一个同学的事。
If brothers and sisters remember last year, I shared with you a matter of a student.
我们那个时候就是你要得到一些好的我们那个时代有那个好的唱片是很不简单的。
During our generation, it is very difficult to come by a very good record.
结果一天他把他所有的唱片都打得乒乒乓乓的，打得破破碎碎。
One day, this fellow student just shattered, broke all of his records.
如果去年在这里这个组里边的，那你还应该还记得有那么一回事。
If brothers and sisters were in the same workshop last year, you might remember this.
我们的问题就是说，
Then the question is,
他打破的唱片也不是什么的流行的，也不是什么的黄色的，也不是什么的坏的。
Now, the records which he shattered, he broke, are not something that are very modern, something that are bad for us, and so there's no big deal in breaking all that.
用人的眼睛来看的话，
In man's view,
都是顶尖的古典的音乐。
They are all very top-notch classical music.
那有什么不好呢？
What's bad about that?
那有什么不对呢？
What's wrong about those records?
为什么要把它打掉呢？
Why is it that you must shatter or break them?
弟兄姊妹，你记得我那一天回去看见他打破的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you recall in my sharing when I saw him break all his
records. 我是跟他说。
I said to him,
你不要留上给我。
If you didn't want them, why don't you keep them for me?
你何必打破它呢？
Why do you have to break them?
不像今天一块几毛你就弄了一个 CD 回来。
It is unlike today, very cheaply, you can purchase a lot of CDs.
我那个时候一个唱片不得了的。
During those days, a record is very costly.
一个贝多芬的田园交响乐。
Now a symphony by Beethoven.
现在大半个 CD 就已经完了。
Now perhaps even in a very short memory space,
我们那个时候是 But
in those days, the record will be recorded on both sides, and they're that big, and we need many of them to have the full symphony.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you remember what the brother said in reply?
他说他害了我,
he said, these workers are harm to me, so I do not want to keep them as a harm for you.
怎么会害我呢?
Now, why did those workers harm me?
害他是事实,
it is true, they harmed him.
但是不一定害我,
but those records may not be a problem for me.
那是古典音乐,
but those are classical music.
好的音乐,
now, they are good music.
弟兄姊妹问题出在哪里呢?
Brothers and sisters, then where is the issue?
问题出在我们的弟兄迷上了那个东西。
The issue is that our brother has become a fan, has been obsessed with those records.
我没有迷上, 那他对我来说, 他没有什么, 破坏的作用。
Because I have not become a fanatic of those records, so the records itself have no function for me.
但是他迷上了。
But for that brother, he was obsessed with it. So those things to him have become harmful.
破坏什么呢?
What, how is it harmful?
破坏他跟主中间的交通。
It is harmful for his relationship, his fellowship with the Lord.
破坏他在主面前更深的渴慕。
It has damaged his greater desire for the Lord himself.
那弟兄姊妹在这样的光景底下你看到一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, under this condition, we can see.
这个东西原来是中性的。
Now, this thing itself is neutral.
但是因为人不对了,
but because man is wrong, then this item to him has become dishonorable. Because this item has taken the place of the Lord in his heart. Brothers and sisters, may we have such a sensitive spirit before the Lord.
我们不是一概而论说, 卑贱的东西对我是不行,对你也不行。
We cannot just say a general blanket statement and say these dishonorable things are not good for me, therefore they're not good for you.
对你可能行的。
For you, maybe it's okay.
对我就不行。
But for me, they are not.
翻过来说,
on the contrary,
对我是行的,
maybe it's okay for me.
但是对你就不行。
But to you, they are dishonorable.
弟兄姊妹,你看到这样的一件事的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we see such a thing,
你懂得什么叫做卑贱的?
We will see and understand that what is dishonorable. I won't go too far.
那我们要回来注意的,
if we return and take notes,
你要成为一个, 主手中合用的器,
if we want to become a useful vessel in the Lord's hand,
首先你要看见主在我们身上那个要求,
then we must first see the Lord's requirement upon us,
要脱离卑贱的事,
that we must be purged from those things that are dishonorable.
不脱离卑贱的事,
if we do not,
那你就没有办法在主手中成为合用的器,
then we cannot become a vessel that is meet for the master's use.
在成就神的永远的旨意的上面就是一个左,
then in the matter of accomplishing the eternal will of God, we have become a hindrance.
我们求主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在这一方面有一个很明确的看见,
that in this area we'll have a very sensitive, very clear understanding.
弟兄姊妹不要以为说别人都可以, 那我为什么我不可以?
Brothers and sisters, do not think if it's okay with everyone else, why is it not okay with me?
这不是谁可以谁不可以的问题。
This is not an issue of which is okay for who and not okay for who else.
神在一个事物, 在你身上发生一个什么样的作用的问题?
But as an issue of this particular item, what function does it have upon you personally?
如果它产生了一个卑贱的功能在那里,
if this item has become dishonorable for you,
那这个问题就来了,
then the issue arises.
我们愿意主在我们身上给我们看得蛮清楚这一方面,
may the Lord show us this very, very clearly.
是因此常常我们的主在我们身上给我们好些的,
therefore, many a times when the Lord gives us many spiritual lessons,
我们就说他是十字架了,
we say that is the cross because our focus is on the cross this workshop.
哎呀,你说主啊,你为什么杀手杀得那么厉害?
Then we will say to the Lord, Lord, how come you work so heavily upon me?
主啊,你为什么允许他可以, 他可以保留那一些个事物, 你就是对我要求那么高。
Lord, why is it that you allow that other brother to be able to keep those things, but your requirement upon me is so hard?
弟兄姊妹,你看到一件事,
brothers and sisters, you say,
因为主要叫让你, 有成为他手中合用器皿的条件。
It is because the Lord calls for you to become, be qualified to be a vessel meet for his use.
那另外一面,
on another hand,
我想弟兄姊妹继续一下,
I think that brothers and sisters will have to take note of another item. What is a vessel then?
器皿不单是, 那个职合用不合用。
The vessel itself is not only if it's the nature itself is meet for the master's use or not.
它还要有一个那样的性格。
But the vessel itself has to have a character.
什么性格呢
？What character is that?
毫无保留的服从它的主人。
The character of the vessel is to obey, submit to the master without any reservation.
当然这个是一个属灵，又是一个属灵的职的问题，不是另一方面。
Of course, this is not something totally different. It is still the spiritual nature.
刚才我们提到脱离卑贱的事是消极那一方面。
When we say that we have to be purged from those things that are dishonorable, that is something that is passive.
现在要认识主权，这个是积极的这一方面。
This is something active. Now we have to know authority, understand sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹，记得耶利米书里边说到那个逃账的那件事。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember the story of the potter in Jeremiah.
同一个来源的泥土。
It is the clay, the mud that is from the same origin, the same source.
逃账用一点做一个贵重的器皿。
The potter is able to use the clay to be a vessel of honor.
他又用另外的一部分来做一些没有那么贵重的器皿。
The potter is also able to use the clay to be a vessel that is not as honorable. 你要不要上
逃账，套上那个逃账抗议呢？
Do we protest to the potter then?
你为什么把他造成那么高贵？
Why is it that you have made him so honorable?
你为什么让我没办法尝到那个高贵的滋味呢？
Why is it that you have not made me to be a vessel so I can have a taste of that honor?
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的认识什么叫做器皿，
Brothers and sisters, we truly understand what a vessel is.
你看到这个抗议是没有意思的。
We see that this protest then is meaningless.
不单是没有意思，
Not only is it meaningless,
应该是不存在的。
It should not even exist.
哪里有一个器皿上那个使用器皿的主人可以发出你使用我的条件的？
How can a vessel protest to the master of his use that you have to use me a certain way?
弟兄姊妹们，我说我自己一个愚昧的事。
Brothers and sisters, I share with you something foolish of
myself. 我不晓得我们在弟兄姊妹中间有没有说过。
I don't remember if I've shared this before.
如果你听过，你就好像是问，不能说叫你们温习。你就说再听一遍故事就好。
If you have heard it before, just listen to the story again.
我起初奉献给主的时候。
Yeah, before when I consecrated myself to the Lord.
我向主有条件的。
I had conditions before the Lord.
我说主啊。
I say to the Lord.
你催促我，你感动我，要我奉献来全时间服侍你。
Lord, you urge me, you prompt me to serve you full time.
我说主啊，
I said to the Lord, I answer your call.
但是我答应你的时候，你也要答应我一些条件。
Now, I agree to your call, but you also have to agree to some of my conditions.
这个是五十多年前的事。
This is over 50 years ago.
你要把五十多年前那个环境配上去，你才懂得的。
So you have to have this background, the situation 50 years ago, then you can have an understanding of this.
我说主啊，你答应我的条件。
I say, Lord, you agree to my conditions.
毫无保留的来答应你的呼召。
Then of course, I will answer your call without any withholding.
哪里毫无条件？你就是提出条件才讲毫无条件。
How can I say I will follow you without any conditions, but I have this condition on the forefront.
但是那时我以为我的条件并不很高。
But of course, I did not think my conditions to the Lord were very high.
什么条件呢？
What are those conditions?
主啊，将来你使用我的地方。
I say, Lord, if you are to use me in any particular place,First, they have to have light bulbs.
第二，要有自来水。
Then they have to have running water.
那除了这两个条件。
Now, besides these two conditions,
我就不管其他了。
Lord, you can use me however you want.
什么地方你都可以打发我去。
You can send me anywhere.
就是要有这两个环境的条件。
But I just asked for these two conditions in
this environment. 弟兄姊妹们，五十多年前呢，在中国你留意这两个条件是什么？
Brothers and sisters, you pay attention to these two conditions 50 years ago in China.
这是蛮奢侈的条件了。
Actually, they are a luxury in China in those days.
这个简直是在神面前开玩笑。
This is a joke before God.
但是主给我从那个时候就开始认识一件事情。
But from that time on, the Lord allowed for me to understand one thing.
主给我的回答就是。
The Lord's answer to me is,
是我差遣你还是你差遣我？
Who is the one sending who? Am I sending you or are you sending me?
Brothers
and sisters, what can we say before the Lord? We thank the Lord. This is a very basic requirement of the vessel that we do not question. If we cannot depart away from dishonor, we must be someone who does not withhold any authority before the Lord. Then,
我们就看见,
are we able to see?
预备行各样的善事, 就是神所预备要我们行的,
then we'll understand what those good works are which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. There's only one thing which God wants to do.
啊, 就是要让他的儿子在万有以上给高举,
that is for His own Son to be have the preeminence in all things.
在这一个事情完成的过程的里头,
and in the process before this is fully completed, God is to look for a group of people so that they first be partakers of who His Son is. And God will use this group of people to manifest His own Son. This group of people for us today is the Church of God. We see that the makeup of the church are individual Christians.
完成神旨意的那个器皿呢?
Then how is the church able to be a vessel that will finish, that will complete the eternal purpose of God?
你就看见组成教会的每一个成分，就是每一个单位吧，每一个个人吧，你必须要按照主的那个心意给带到那一个地步。
Then we must realize then those who make up the church, the individuals or the individual units, each one of us have to be brought to a place where we accomplish the will of God.
在以弗所书里头给我们看见神怎么来完成这个事呢?
In Ephesians it shows us how is God to do this thing.
就是借着十字架了。
That is through the cross.
十字架要把我们这个人拆毁。
The cross is to completely destroy, break us down.
十字架要把我们这个人带到主的荣耀丰富里。
The cross is to bring us into the glorious riches of the Lord.
十字架要把我们带到主的面前做一个毫无保留顺服的人。
The cross is to bring us without any reservation into the Lord's presence to be one who is submissive. It is not for our own benefit. But we only pay attention to the will of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, when we sing a particular hymn, does it not say that it is not for our gain or loss? But we must pay attention to the will of God. Now we sing it, it just rolls off our tongue. But as we sing it, do we ask ourselves that question?
我实际是这样吗?
Is it really me in this condition?
我不再留意我自己的好处?
Am I someone who does not pay attention to my own gain or loss? But I only solely look to the will of the Lord. We confess we're not that way. But the Lord is to bring us from that condition of not being that way into that condition. Of course, that lesson is not finished overnight. Therefore, in our whole life, bit by bit, point by point, the Lord molds us. The Lord will slowly remove those things that are dishonorable to Him. Gradually, the Lord will remove those people, those things, events that are hindrance to Him upon us. We thank the Lord. The Lord is willing to work upon us with such patience because He loves us. He is to save us to the end. Not only to deliver us from the power of sin and death, but He is to save us back to His original purpose. Therefore, on the cross, not only have He prepared the salvation of grace for us, but also through the working of the cross, He is to make us into into a vessel useful in his hands.
啊，我再说一遍。
I say again.
我们不可能一下子就成为主手中合用的器皿。
We cannot just turn into a vessel that is meet for the master's use.
但是我们总看到一件事情。
But we're able to see one thing.
在我们的心思的里边。
In our hearts.
我们有这个爱慕。
We have this desire.
然后在主在我们身上所做的工作的里头。
Then, in the work, in the lessons of the Lord,
我们一件一件的减少我们自己。
One by one, we're able to have ourselves decrease.
一件一件的让主自己的荣耀和丰满来补进来。
One by one, then, the glory and the riches of the Lord will fill that and increase.
直到有一天。
Until one day,
主说我们都成为他手中合用的器皿。
The Lord will say, we are meat for his use.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因此弟兄姊妹，当我们看到十字架的工作，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see the work of the cross,
我们不要以为十字架的工作是很奥妙的。
We do not think, let us not think the work of the cross is very mysterious.
当然在它的 那个里头所包含的那个荣耀的丰富是很奥妙的。
Yes, of course, in the working of the cross, in the riches of that abundance, it is very mysterious.
但是在我们实际的去经历的时候，不，并不是那样的难测的。
But when we experience it practically, it is not something that is unfathomable.
神就是让我们看见一件事。
God shows us one thing.
我们要给造成神手中合用的器皿。
That we're to be molded, conformed to a vessel that is meet for the Lord's use.
因此他在我们的整个的生活的里头。
Therefore, in our whole life,
透过我们的工作的场所。
Through the workshop of our life, our career.
透过我们的事业。
Is through our work, our careers.
透过我们人和人中间的关系。
Through any interaction we have between people.
如果你用人的眼睛来看，那就是人的问题。
In man's view, then we might say that is an issue of between man.
但是主怜悯我们，让我们用主的眼睛来看。
But may the Lord have mercy upon us that we can feel these circumstances with the Lord's eyes. 从主的
心意和主的角度来看。
That we can see it from the angle of the Lord and His desire.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Then brothers and sisters, we can see.
一些时候，神给我们遇到有一些个难处。
Sometimes the difficulty which the Lord allows for us to encounter.
那个实际就像诗歌上面所说的。
That practicality is as the hymn says.
那是一个变相的祝福。
That is a blessing in disguise.
我们盼望主给我们能从实际生活的里边去认识十字架。
May the Lord truly show us and let us know the cross through our daily living.
让我们留意到。
So that we can know.
真正的活进十字架。的荣耀和丰富
that we can truly live in the riches of the glory of the cross
是从我们实际的生活的里头来开始。
It begins in our daily living.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要看见十字架的这一面。
So brothers and sisters, let us not only see one side of the cross.
你同时要看见十字架的这一面。
But we must also see the other side of the cross.
你看这一面，你就是看见很多的痛苦和愁烦。
If we only see one side of the cross, we see much sorrow and suffering.
但是你必须看到这一面是为了这一面。
But we must be able to see this side of the cross is in order to bring us to the other side.
这一面是死亡。
This side is death.
这一面是复活。
But the other side is resurrection.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
生命和死亡。
Death.
那个界限就在十字架那里。
The cross is the boundary between death and resurrection.
但愿我们能有这样清楚的体会。
May we have this clear understanding.
然后我们在我们的生活的实际的遭遇的里头。
Then.
接受主给我们的。
Then in our daily living, we can practically receive over the lessons which the Lord has planned for us.
今天下午我们邀请了一位就三藩市的弟兄在这里和弟兄姊妹交通，他在他的事业上面的一些的学习。
This afternoon, we have asked a brother from San Francisco to share some of his practical lessons with us in his career and the work of the cross.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
I've been asked today to share my experience of the cross.
弟兄们要我来讲一点我所经历的十字架。
It is my desire that what I share today will be words that will bring glory to our Lord.
我实在愿意我的交通能够荣耀神。
Therefore, may all the glory be given back to God, that He alone is exalted.
我们实在愿意一切的荣耀都归给他，让他的名被高举。
I've been saved for about 15 years.
我蒙恩得救了十五年。
And all through those years, my Lord has been beside me all the way.
在这十五年里面，主一直的陪伴着我。
I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself.
我愿意讲告诉你们关于我的事情。
I was a very ambitious person during my younger years.
在我年轻的时候，我是非常有雄心的人。
I wanted to be a successful businessman.
我要做一个非常成功的商人。
Like everyone, I want to make it rich.
我要赚很多钱。
And then retire early.
然后很早就退休。
And even after I accepted the Lord.
就算我接受过主以后。
I was still very success oriented.
我还是也是以成功成我的目标。
At about the age of 30.
当我三十岁的时候。
I took over my father's successful produce business.
我就接受了我父亲很成功的他卖农产品的这一个生意。
My father's business had been around for 27 years.
我父亲的生意已经做了27年了。
And after I took over about 2 years later, I decided to open up a company of my own.
我接了两年以后，我要另外再开一家我自己的公司。
I branched out and I sold exotic produce and fruits.
我就做一些新的生意，做一些比较珍贵的这些农产品，这些的食品，高级食品。
At the time, it was myself, my brother, my godbrother, my brother-in-law.
这是我跟我的兄弟，我的干哥哥，还有我的妹夫。
And with the four of us investing a small amount of money, we were able to grow this tiny investment into about $10 million worth of business in about 3 years.
我们四个人每个人拿了一点的本钱，在三年当中啊，我们就可以每年我们的营业额已经超过1000万。
So some might say it's like a Cinderella story.
很多人告诉我们这实在是一个神话的故事一样。
Put a little bit of seed and soil and grows into a big flower.
就是有一点的本钱啊，就开花结果。
Since I was only one of the produce background,
因为只有我是做农产品的。
It was me who showed them how to purchase produce, where to sell, who to make contact with.
所以我要教他们如何的去买，如何的去卖如何的有这些的联络。
And so I basically show them how to run the business itself.
所以我是要教他们怎么样来经营这一盘的生意。
We were so successful and growing so fast that people in the industry were amazed at the amount of growth in such a short period.
我们在很短的时间生意做得非常的好，行家都非常的羡慕。
But since our initial startup was small, our accounts payable always exceeded our accounts receivable.
因为我们开始的本钱很少，所以我们一直都是欠债比较多。
We always had plenty of business.
我们经常有很多的生意。
And we had plenty of customers.
我们有很多的客户。
But cash flow was always tight.
但是我们的银根呢就比较紧。
So we knew we needed to either put in more money.
所以我们就觉得我们需要投资多一点
or take on some new partners.
或者呢我们要求一些新的合伙人。
My godbrother suggested that we would consider his two brothers and a friend as candidates for partners.
我的干哥哥就说他有两个兄弟还有两个朋友我们一起来做新的合伙人。
Well, I wasn't comfortable with this at the time.
我一开始觉得并不太好。
But at the same time, my father's business.
在这个时候呢，我父亲的本来的那个生意呢
，having stretched very tight financially.
在经济上面呢，也有一点的问题。
And we seriously needed some cash infusion for expansion.
所以那个时候我们实在需要一些现金的投资进来。
And so we made them partners.
所以我们就把因为这四个人也接受成为合伙人。
So now, since my dad's store was having some difficulties.
现在呢，我父亲那个生意现在有一点的困难。
the partners and I considered merging the two businesses together.
所以我就跟这些合伙人，我们就决定把两个生意来merge 在一起。
We tried to see if we could restore my father's business.
我呢在那里来管我父亲的这个生意。
An agreement was struck and an arrangement was made to make me a manager under the company payroll.
那个时候的大家的同意就是说叫我来做这个我叫父亲生意的经理，但是呢是那个公司来付我薪水。
This was to help offset some labor costs.
这样的话呢那些薪水的开支可以减少一点。
And then I could manage my father's store as an employee.
然后呢我可以来管理我父亲那个生意，我好像是一个员工一样。
To make a long story short,
长话短说啊。
You know, we were trying to keep my father's business alive.
我们就愿意我父亲的那个生意能够继续的经营下去。
My father had a very prominent reputation in the community.
我父亲在社区里面是名望很好的一位。
And we just didn't want to let it go to the wayside.
我们不想就是浪费了他这么好的声誉。
But as business was getting difficult,
当生意越来越难做的时候
the new company, the second company, decided later to withdraw the offer to buy my father's business.
那这个新的公司呢，之后他们就决定反悔他们以前所要说把我父亲的公司买过来这个决定不要了。
As a result, I was forced to sell the store for a loss.
那没有办法，我只有把我父亲这个公司呢赔本来卖掉。
The partners were upset.
这样呢大家就非常的不高兴。
Because as a result of this sale,
因为要把这个生意来卖掉。
It affected some funds that were due to them.
因为影响了他们本来要得到的这些钱。
And now those funds were lost.
这样因为赔本了，所以本来是应该是欠他们债的，结果他们也拿不到了。
A few days later,
过了几天
I was asked to attend a board of directors meeting at the other company.
这个新公司就要求我参加董事会。
It was at this time they voted me off the board.
就在董事会的里面呢就把我赶出这个董事局。
I couldn't believe it.
我实在不能够相信。
I was surrounded by family members.
因为这些都是亲人。
And not one could give me a legitimate reason for my ousting.
他们没有一个人能够给我一个合理的原因这样把我赶出去。
My brother,
我的哥哥。
My godbrother,
我的干哥哥。
My brother-in-law,
我的妹夫。
They were all present.
他们都在。
Even the lawyer,
就算那个律师。
Who was my friend,
也是我的朋友。
Whom I asked to represent the business in the very beginning,
是一开始我请他来代表来管理我们公司的。
Was a part of this conspiracy.
他也是这阴谋的当中一位。
I felt totally betrayed.
我实在觉得我是完全被出卖了。
They kept saying it wasn't personal.
他们说呢这个不是对我个人。
It's just business.
这个只是生意经而已。
I said, this is a family business.
那我说这个是一个家庭的生意。
How could it not be personal?
那怎么能够说不是对人呢？
I didn't understand it at all.
我实在不明白。
I ultimately had lost both the businesses.
那我结果就失掉了两面，这个两个生意我都没有了。
Vendors were coming to our home.
然后那个供应商就来家里面找我。
They were looking for me and they were demanding money.
他们在里追债。
They even made threatening remarks for our safety.
他们甚至来恐吓我的安全。
My wife was 8 months pregnant at the time.
那个时候我的妻子怀孕了八个月。
And we were both out of work.
我们两个人都失业了。
It was like a nightmare.
实在这个很可怕的事情。
To make matters worse,
那更可怕的。
Accusations were made.
他们在那里还正里来指控我。
They said that I had done something criminal.
他说我有一些刑事的案件。
And I had been negligent managing the store.
因为我疏忽没有好好的管理这个铺子。
My own family accused me of wrongdoing.
我自己的家人这样来指责我。
But they didn't know that my dad's partner.
但是他们实在不知道我父亲的那个合伙人呢。
I don't know if Eric knows this. this terminology, but he was cooking the books.
他在那里做假账。
My mom was taking money from the till.
那我母亲呢，从钱柜里面经常拿钱出去。
And my father's silent partners had abandoned us.
然后我父亲还有一个暗中的合伙人呢，他把我们遗弃掉。
So everyone had their own agenda.
所以每个人呢，都有他们自己的议程。
They turned against me.
他们都反对我。
And at this point, nobody wanted to acknowledge any wrongdoing or negligence.
哦，那个时候没有人承认他们有任何的错误，任何的疏忽。
They were all of a sudden ignorant.
他们突然之间呢，好像什么都不知道一样。
And I was left to shoulder all the responsibility on my own.
把所有的责任都压在我的肩上。
No one would expect their own family to turn on them.
哦，我从来没有任何人想过自己的亲人会这样来对付自己。
My parents sided with my brother and godbrother.
我的父母他就跟我的哥哥跟我的干哥哥他们站在一边。
My sister sided with her own husband.
我的妹妹跟她的丈夫站在一边。
And the others sided with their brother, my godbrother.
另外一个是我的干哥哥他们也站在一边。
On top of all of that,
在这个之上。
They want to take legal action against me.
他们要用法律来制裁我。
People say that when money is involved,
所以有人说当钱的问题出现的时候
there is no such thing as family.
那里就没有亲情可讲。
They wanted to sue me.
他们要告我。
I was consumed with anger.
我那个时候非常的生气。
I wasn't able to sleep at nights.
我晚上也睡不着觉。
My wife later confessed that she thought I might have wanted to commit suicide.
我的妻子告诉我，她说她以为我要自杀。
But to be honest, I wanted to shoot all of them.
但其实呢，我要拿枪去扫射他们。
I wouldn't kill myself. Trust me.
我不会自杀的。
I love myself too much.
我太爱我自己了。
I asked God.
我问神。
I said, "Why did this happen?"
我说为什么这些事临到我
？I gave them their start.
我帮他们开始的。
I gave them my thoughts and my ideas.
这是我所帮助他们的教他们怎么做的。
I started that second business.
这个第二个新的公司是我开始的。
That was my dream.
那是我的梦啊。
I didn't embezzle any money.
我没有偷任何钱。
And I was being falsely accused.
但是他们这样来诬告我。
I thought if they sued me.
如果我说他们如果告我。
All I had left was my house.
我就是剩下我的房子。
And what did I have to do to protect my own family?
那我要做什么才能够保护我自己的家人呢
？I spent some time worrying about this situation.
所以我就花很多时间在那里来为了这个事情在那里担忧。
And to be honest, doubting God at the same time.
在同时，我对神也起了一些的怀疑。
I said to myself.
我对我自己说。
Oh God, search me.
神啊，求你检查我。
Why did God give me such a harsh lesson?
为什么神你给我这么重的功课呢
？Why was it that what I desired was stripped from me?
为什么就把我一切所要的都拿走呢
？I wanted status.
我要地位。
I wanted position.
我要名声。
I wanted recognition.
我要别人来认同我。
I wanted worth.
我要有价值。
I was hurt that they didn't want me as a partner.
我他们不要我做合伙人，我实在很受伤。
They were actually afraid to work with me.
结果他们都好像不愿意，很怕跟我在一起工作。
I was no longer a boss.
我现在不再是做老板了。
I no longer called the shots.
我现在不能够做决定了。
I'm arrogant.
我是很高傲的。
I'm prideful.
我是很骄傲的。
I'm too outspoken.
我也很会讲话的。
It was a very humbling experience.
对我来讲，这实在是一个学谦卑的功课。
I had to take a good look at myself.
我就好好的来看看自己。
I said to myself.
我对我自己说。
None of these qualities resemble Christ.
我本来我有的这些的都不像基督的，我的本性。
I then realized.
我实在我没有看到，后来我看到。
Those men were used by God to humble me.
其实神用这些人叫我谦卑下来。
The lesson had to be this severe.
这个功课一定要这么重，我才能够学到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God knew my heart.
因为神知道我的心。
I was only concerned about what I could gain from this world.
因为我一直想的就是我在世界能够得到什么。
And God had to start somewhere with me.
所以神要开始来我身上工作。
Over this matter, I had consulted an attorney.
为了这个事情呢，后来我也问一些的律师。
Partly to protect myself.
一方面要保护我自己。
And partly to see if I could get even.
一方面也想来啊，来报仇。
I was falsely accused.
我他们这样诬告我。
And betrayed.
来背叛我。
And I wanted justice.
我要公义。
I wanted man's justice.
我要人的正义。
The attorney said I had a case against them.
这个律师说，我应该可以赢的。
And I could win.
我应该可以赢。
But it would be costly.
但是呢，要花很多的钱。
So I decided to consult with the elders.
所以我就决定跟教会的长老来谈。
And on this matter, they told me.
这件事情他们就跟我讲。
If I decided to sue my family,
如果真是要告我的亲人，
not only would my family hate me,
不单只我的亲人他们会恨我。
For destroying the family business,
就是说为了家庭的生意来讲。
But the worst thing is that because of this hatred,
但是更可怕，因着这样的恨。
I would never be able to bring them to the Lord.
我以后永远不能够把他们带到主里面。
For I was the only believer in the house.
因为在全家我是唯一信主的。
The elders asked me.
那个长老问我。
What do you want?
你要干什么？
Is it what God wants?
你要的是不是神所要的呢？
It just didn't seem fair.
从外表来看好像不是很公平。
I asked, how was the just made unjust?
那我就是问这个义的成为不义的。
How could the righteous be made unrighteous?
这个不义的变成不义的。
Who would stand by me?
那谁来站在我这一边呢？
Who would stand for me?
谁来帮助我呢？
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night.
有的时候我晚上半夜醒过来。
And I ask, how could I be made whole again?
我就说我怎么能够重新再站起来呢？
During this whole ordeal,
在这个痛苦的经历的里面，
Christ in the covering of his body,
基督来恢复他的身体，
has been just been with me all the way.
这个事情就在我的心中，
especially the body,
特别是讲到基督的身体，
for the members of his body have stood by me.
他的教会弟兄姊妹陪伴着我，
stood with me,
在那里支持我。
And for me in the Lord.
在基督里面，为了我在那里陪伴我。
We never sought revenge for our circumstance.
我们为了这个环境，我们从来没有要报复。
Because we knew that winning wasn't the answer.
因为我们知道，赢他们这个并不是答案。
After all, it's just money.
其实只是钱而已嘛。
When we were first married,
当我们刚结婚的时候。
I knew that my family was envious of us.
我知道，我们很多的家人对有一点的妒忌我们。
We seen that all the blessings and rich abundance.
我们实在看到有很多的祝福，很多丰丰富富。
But even now, they seem to enjoy seeing our downfall.
但是现在我看到这些人，他看到我们好像往走下坡，他们好像很高兴。
They never offered to help us financially.
因为他们在。金钱方面从来没有愿意帮助我们。
They never even offered any comfort.
他们也从来没有安慰我们。
They never even asked if, you know, me and my family were all right.
他们好像都不会问候我们一下我们怎么样。
God had allowed this to happen.
神允许这些事情发生。
Not by chance.
不是偶然的。
But by design.
是他所设计的。
In Psalm 33, verse 20,
在诗篇三十三篇二十节那里说
，It says, "Our soul waits for the Lord."
那里说，我们的心向来等候耶和华。
He is our help and our shield.
他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
Psalms 91, verse 4 says,
诗篇九十一篇第四节那里说
，And he shall cover you with his feathers.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
And under his wings you shall take refuge.
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
I really felt like David in the Bible.
我那个时候好像圣经里面大卫的感觉。
I remember during that period that the book of Psalm was a comfort to me.
那个时候我记得诗篇实在安慰了我。
I knew I couldn't take revenge.
我知道我不能够报复。
I had no rights.
因为我没有这样的权利。
I am but a sinner myself.
我自己是一个罪人。
And though I didn't steal any money, I know I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
虽然我没有偷任何的钱，但是我知道我是一个罪人，如今蒙恩典。
Here the Lord seemingly brought me to the end.
在主就把我们，主就这样把我带到尽头。
I myself,
我自己。
I had no strength or ability to fight my enemies.
我没有能力，没有力量来与我的仇敌征战。
Just trying to maintain a testimony was challenging.
当时我能够维持我的见证，这是一个很大的挑战。
I felt completely helpless and hopeless.
那个时候我实在觉得，哦，完全的无助。
But the Lord alone kept me and preserved me all through all these trials.
但是主自己，他保守我经过这些的试炼。
But this is when my Lord began to make me see His work.
这个时候，主就叫我看到他的作为。
2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 to 10.
在哥林多后书12章9到10节那里说。
It says, My grace is sufficient for you.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显为完全。
Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities.
所以我更喜欢夸我自己的软弱。
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities.
所以我为基督的缘故
In reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake.
我为基督的缘故，就是软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦，可为喜乐的。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
因为我们什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
At this time, we had very little finances.
在那个时候，我们经济非常的困难。
We had to use what little we had left to pay back rent for the store.
我们那个时候需要我们所有的这点钱来交我们那个铺子的那个房租。
If I didn't pay the back rent, I couldn't sell my dad's store.
因为我把欠的房租要付清，不然的话我就没有办法把我父亲的那个铺子卖掉。
And if I didn't sell it, I would have to file for bankruptcy.
如果不把它卖掉，我就要申请破产。
My wife Amy had just born her second child.
我的姊妹 Amy 刚刚生了第二个孩子。
We named him Zachary because we knew that God had seen all that has happened.
我们叫他叫撒加利亚，因为神看到这些事情。
That he alone will remember.
他自己会纪念。
And the name Zachary means God has remembered.
因为撒加利亚的名字就是神纪念。
I went to apply for some unemployment at the time.
我那个时候我去申请领失业金。
I've been working for over 20 years.
因为我工作了20年。
And I never applied for unemployment before.
因为我从来没有领过失业金。
And guess what?
你猜怎么样？
I was denied.
他们还不批准。
I could have lied on the application.
所以我在一个申请表上可以说一点点的谎言就行了。
But I didn't.
但是我没有办法。
I came home devastated.
我回家觉得哎呀非常的没有办法。
This was Satan's doing to get me to lose testimony.
因为撒旦要叫我好像这样无望而失去见证。
And to deny the Lord.
叫我在那里否认主名。
A few days later, my father came over to my house.
过几天我父亲来我家。
He complained to me that my application for unemployment had affected the company's business unemployment insurance.
他还对我投诉是说，因为我申请领失业金呢，叫他公司里面那个失业的保险费用提高。
And he asked me to withdraw from applying.
他叫我不许申请失业金。
I asked my father.
我问我父亲。
Who is going to feed my family?
那谁来给我们家饭吃呢？
My wife was recovering from childbirth.
我的妻子那个时候刚生完孩子。
And I had no help.
也没有人能帮我。
And no one seemed to care.
没有人好像关心。
They insisted that I was putting them in a difficult position.
他们觉得是我把他们放在这种困境里面。
They offered to buy us out of our shares.
他们就要求把我的股份买掉。卖给他们。
Yeah, we were given such a ridiculously low figure, but we still agreed.
他们给了我们一个很低的压的很低的价钱，那我们没有办法，我们也同意了。
Because we knew they had no intentions to be fair.
因为我们知道他们根本没有公道在心。
Or amiable.
他们也没有友善在心。
And we just really wanted to end our ties with them.
那我们也觉得我们应该跟他们分开。
I knew that Satan was attacking.
我知道仇敌在工作。
And trying very hard to hurt us.
哦，他在那里一直在想来打击我们。
To destroy my trust for God.
来击破我对于神的信赖。
But I knew that my Lord had provision for me.
但我知道我的主有预备。
A month had passed,
一个月以后
and I started to look for a job.
我去找工作。
Our Lord had provided me a job the very first week I went out looking.
我去找工作头一个星期，主就有预备了一份工作。
And though it was part-time, it was sufficient.
虽然是部分时间的工作，但是已经够了。
Such amazing grace.
实在是奇异的恩典。
And another amazing thing was that when I went to the union for work,
更奇妙的，我回到这个工会的工作来工作的时候
，They told me that I was literally days away from losing all my pension time.
他们就告诉我，你再不来工作呀，再过几天，你所有的退休金就作废了。
So since I had returned and been reinstated, I could continue to add to my existing pension time.
哦，现在我回来工作嘛，我就可以再能够我的那个退休金呢，就重新就没有失掉。
What timing our Lord has?
主的时间是最好的。
At this time, I decided that I would never work another weekend.
这个时候我已经决定，我周末不再工作了。
I began to walk by faith.
我要凭信心而行。
My previous businesses made it very hard to worship.
我以前做生意的时候很难主日回来敬拜。
And now that it was over, I didn't want to be a slave to another job.
现在这一切都过去了，我不要再成为另外一份工作的奴隶。
I said I will work for a living.
我说我是我为了生活我要工作
but I will never work on the Lord's day
但是我主日再不工作
I said that I would only worship on Sundays
因为我星期天我要敬拜神
I walk with God's authority
我在神的主权的底下来行走
I ask him to deliver me
我求他拯救我
and to grant my prayer
听我的祷告
and to give me a schedule that will give me time to be with my family and to worship
给我有时间，给我有工作的时间，能够跟我的家人一同来敬拜神。
My promise to him，
我对于他神的应允乃是。
I promise him that I would remain faithful and follow him。
我说我要一直的忠心来跟随主。
Such wonderful mercy，
神实在是有怜悯。
At this time I was still working part time。
那个时候我还是只有一份部分时间的工作。
And by now, Amy had found full-time work.
那我的姊妹 Amy 就找到一份全时间的工作。
But she had to take a rather large pay cut.
当然，她薪水比以前低了很多。
These were the doors that the Lord had opened for us.
神为我们开了这些门。
There were a lot of uncertainties.
虽然有很多的不稳定。
But He gave us faith to rely upon Him.
但他给我们信心，叫我们来依靠他。
That He alone would provide for us.
他自己供应我们
and he did.
他实在是信实。
We also had to continue prayer support of the body.
我们有弟兄姊妹在祷告里面的扶持。
Though I didn't know at the time.
那个时候我还不太明白。
But brothers and sisters have been praying for both Amy and I and the family constantly.
弟兄姊妹他们一直都在为我跟我的家人祷告。
What marvelous love that is.
这实在是奇妙的爱。
Now it seemed that we were just able to make ends meet every month.
那个时候我们每个月好像仅仅生活刚刚够。
We didn't have much.
我们没有许多钱。
But it always seemed as if there was always a little extra at month's end.
但是每个月最后还剩下一点。
And Amy and I are always concerned how we give back to the Lord.
我跟 Amy, 我们一直想我们怎么样来回报我们的主。
But somehow amazingly,
但是很奇妙的
Regardless of a situation, we were always able to make offering back to the Lord monthly.
不管情况怎么样，我们每个月我们都能够奉献有奉献给主。
The Lord provided for us like this for a whole year.
就是这样过了一整年。
And we were amazed at His grace and mercy and wonderful abundance.
我们实在看到他的怜悯恩典跟丰丰富富的供给。
We praise Him.
我们感谢他。
My desire to retire early in life,
我本来想很早退休的
seemed to be over now.
好像现在办不到了
I live day to day, now from the Lord's provision.
我每天都是仰望主的供应。
I feel rich in every way and every day.
但是我每天我觉得是非常的丰富。
For His presence was upon my household.
因为他的同在在我们的家中。
Now there still is the lesson of forgiveness to deal with.
那我心中还有一个要学的功课，就是如何的饶恕。
And I would be lying if I said that.At this time, I still wasn't feeling hostile toward my family.
如果我那个时候，我说我对于我的家人没有一点的恨呢，那我是在说谎。
And even though at that time a year had passed, everything was still fresh in my mind.
那个时候已经过了一年，这些事情还是很新鲜的在我的脑海里面。
To be honest, just a little bit off the record here. I was pretty happy until I had to write this testimony because I hadn't thought about all this in a long, long time. But it's so amazing, you know, Satan would bring those feelings like it was just yesterday.
你知道我这些年我都非常的喜乐，直到我这一次要把这个见证写出来的时候，撒旦是很厉害。又把那个感觉带出来。
But the Lord's greatness really spoke to me throughout this whole situation.
但是神自己那个伟大的神，他再一次叫我看到这件事情。
He said to us that if you love me, you must learn to forgive.
主说，如果你爱我，你就要学习饶恕。
We never thought about forgiveness because we felt we were the ones who were wronged.
因为我们从来没有想到要去学饶恕的功课，因为他们是我们是被诬告，他们是对付我。
In fact, they should be apologizing to me.
因为他们应该向我们道歉的。
But that's not the way with God.
但是在神来讲，并不是这样。
He requires that we forgive 70 times 7 if necessary.
他要求我们，如果需要的话，我们要饶恕七十个七次。
That's stated in Matthew 18, verse 22.
马太十八章二十二节。
But how else could we bring those who are not saved to salvation?
那我们能够做什么把这些不信主的带到主里面呢？把救恩给他们呢
？Even though they may have wronged us, how else could we justify not bringing them to the Lord?
虽然他们亏欠我们，但是我们没有办法不把他们要带到主的跟前呢。
I was reminded of the gospel.
我记得福音。
And I was reminded that if we were to harbor such a grudge,
我就想，如果我们心中还有这样的不满
，or worse hatred,
我们甚至有仇恨
for your fellow man, that was a sin.
如果你这样对人的话，这是罪。
Nevertheless, this was a really tough lesson that the Lord had given to me, and a long struggle as well.
那对我来讲，这个功课是很难学，我挣扎了很久。
I believe that we ourselves are incapable of loving our fellow man.
我就在那里看到我们自己是没有办法去爱这些人。
But only Christ in us can allow us to love even the vilest of sinners.
只有基督在我们的里面，我们才能够爱这些罪人。
You know, we all have family.
我们都有亲人。
And we love them.
我们爱他们。
And maybe we have some families that.Have not accepted the Lord yet.
或者我们还有一些的家人，他还没有信主。
And if you ask me personally right now,
如果你问我
，I don't love them.
我不爱他们。
But Christ in me loves them.
但是在我里面的基督爱他们。
I'm still angry inside.
我里面好像还有生气。
But Christ in me loves them.
但是在我里面的基督爱他们。
We thank God for His amazing grace and mercy because He never allowed us to lose our position in the midst of our enemies.
我们感谢主，他实在爱我们，叫我们在我们仇敌的面前，我们能够站稳脚步。
We struggled in the beginning.
我们一开始有一点的挣扎。
But as time went on, we realized that the Lord had planned this all along.
我们慢慢我们就发现，主其实老早他安排这些事情。
He allowed all these events to take place.
他允许这些事情发生
，He was shaping me，
来摇
，changing，
来叫我震动
，changing me to be a person who would rely on Him，
改变我，叫我成为一个依靠他的人。
Our Lord will ultimately prepare His best for those who have faith in Him。
我们的主，他 把最好的给这些信靠他的人。
By his grace, I have been walking in by faith.
哦，我要凭信而行。
Holding steadfast to our Lord's promise.
我要抓住主的应许。
I realize that God has been making good his promise to me.
我知道神他一定应允啊他的应许。
He has given peace and rest in him.
哦，他给我们里面有平安，有喜乐。
If I have faith and believe in him,
如果我失败，
he will shoulder my burdens and give me peace and rest.
哦，如果我有信心来依靠他，他就给我里面有平安有喜乐。
That is his promise.
这是他对我的应许。
I will say that we have never been in lack.
我可以告诉你，我从来没有缺乏。
And that our Lord had always provided for our needs as they arose time and time again.
哦。他一次一次的兴起环境供应我们。
My wife Amy has always said,
我的姊妹 Amy 常常这样讲。
If you give to the Lord with your whole heart, He will return tenfold to you.
如果你全心全意的奉献给神，他会十倍的来加给你。
You know, I didn't understand then, because up until this situation, I always had it to give.
因为我本来根本就不明白这些。
You know, suddenly things change and you're faced with having nothing or having everything taken away.
忽然之间事情发生，你所有的都没有了。
And you're either humbled or you're broken.
你或者你谦卑下来，或者你被击倒。
I'm so glad that the Lord decided to humble me.
我非常感谢主，他叫我学谦卑的功课。
Because I can't imagine what being broken is like.
因为我实在不知道，如果我真是完全的给打倒是怎么样。
It is amazing that so many brethren looked at us and never imagined our difficulties.
实在很多弟兄们看到我，他根本不知道我们有这样的困难。
Or even thought that at one time we had struggled in finances.
他们实在不相信我们在经济上有这样的难处。
But it is truly the Lord's blessing that He would uphold us in the face of our darkest times.
但是实在是神的恩典，在我们最黑暗的时候，他在那里扶持我们。
And He would never let us be shamed.
他叫我们没有羞愧。
For being steadfast for Him.
哦，叫我们能够为他站立。
Today, my godbrother's business may be considered successful.
今天我那个干哥哥的生意可能可以说非常的成功。
But I am the one truly blessed.
但我才是那个真正蒙福的人。
I am the one who can say I have experienced God.
因为我可以说我经历了神。
That He deemed me worthy to work in.
他看我配在我身上工作。
And I'm the one who is truly rich.
我是那个真正富有的人。
But my riches are not of this world.
但是我的财富不在地上。
I have to continually acknowledge him and give him all the honor and glory.
我要继续的把荣耀称颂都归给我的主。
I know that the Lord will never give us more than we can bear.
我知道主给我们的不会超乎我们能够担的担子。
And if we are those who are willing to bear his cross,
如果我们是那个愿意背十字架的。
Then we will be those who receive much blessing.
那我们就能够成为那个蒙更多祝福的人。
In this example that I share with you today,
今天我跟大家讲的我的这个例子。
We cannot just look at our difficult circumstances.
我们不能只是看看我们个人的难处。
We need to be those who are willing to go through the fire.
我们愿意都能够愿意经过水火的人。
And take hold of what the Lord has prepared in order that we can reap His great reward.
然后我们愿意去接受神为我们所预备的。
That is Christ revealed.
那就是基督向我们显现。
Last passage I'd like to read is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 14.
最后我愿意读彼得前书第四章十二到十四节。
16 and 19.
还有十六节跟十九节。
Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings.
13节, 倒要欢喜, 因为你们是与基督一同受苦,
that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候,
if you are reproached for the name of Christ,
你们若为基督的名受辱骂,
blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
便是有福的, 因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
On their part, he is blaspheming.
你们中间却不可, 我们看第16, 来。
14. Well, let me finish 14.
Yeah.
On their part, he is blaspheming, but on your part, he is glorified.
第14节, 你们若为基督的名受辱骂, 便是有福的, 因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Verse 16 says, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter.
第16节说, 若为做基督徒受苦, 却不要羞耻, 倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator.
第19节, 所以那照神旨意受苦的人, 要一心为善, 将自己的灵魂交与那信实的,
may we continue to witness for Christ, and may all glory, praise, blessing, honor be given back to
you. 愿我们继续一同来为主做见证, 把感谢, 赞美, 荣耀都归给神。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord. Because he does not only work on one individual only, but he works upon each one of us. Because he is to gain for himself many vessels to do his eternal purpose. We can see God's hand upon our brother.
你不知道该怎么说才好。
According to man is something that we cannot express.
但是感谢主, 我们的弟兄他里面看见神的手。
But we thank the Lord that within our brother he is able to see the hand of the Lord at work.
按人来看他地上原来所有的都失掉了。
According to man, what we can see is I've lost everything I have obtained from this world.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
他得着了神。
He is able to gain God.
不是仅仅得着主做他的救主,
not only did he gain the Lord as his Savior,
而是得着主做他的一切的富有,
but he has gained the Lord to be his riches.
我们就没办法不想到,
we cannot but think.
就是路加福音9章上面那个话,
it is those words in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9. If any man come after me,
he
must deny himself and daily pick up his cross and come follow after me. You say, is the cross for us to pick up daily?
一天都受不了,
I cannot even bear it one day. How can I bear it daily?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this meaning of daily is in our entire life.
没有进入生活, 你不会碰到十字架。
If we do not encounter daily living, we will not encounter the cross.
我们在欣赏十字架的, 那些, 奇妙的发表的时候,
when we come to appreciate all the manifestation, wonderful manifestation of the cross, we're very excited.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
十字架不是给我们去欣赏,
the cross is not only for us to admire.
十字架是要我们去背,
the cross is for us to bear.
不是背一天,
it is not only one day,
也不是背一年,
or one year.
是天天当然背,
but we pick up our cross daily.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord. The Lord has allowed for our brother to learn such a lesson in life. He lost his ambition. He lost all those things that he had self-assurance of. But thank the Lord. All that he lost in exchange for, it is the glory of God himself and the riches of God himself. We thank the Lord.
他手中何用的器皿。
It is through our daily living that the Lord Moses works in us daily bit by bit, little by little, to conform us to a vessel that is meet for His use.
我想我们的弟兄姊妹们能在这一方面让主有一点的更新。
Now, I believe that brothers and sisters are able to be renewed by the Lord in this way.
那么在我们生活里头就会慢慢地减少许多的抱怨。
That in our daily living, we would decrease our grumbling.
会更多地充满感谢和赞美。
That we will learn to be filled with more praises and thanksgiving.
因为我们看见神的手在我们身上，把我们陶造成他手中。
Because we're able to see in our daily life that God is conforming, molding us to be a vessel that is meet for His own use.
弟兄所经过的是不容易。
It is not easy what our brother went through.
但是并不等于他这一生里头就没有再有同原则的事物发生。
But that does not mean that throughout the rest of his life he will not encounter the same difficulties in degree and in principle.
不然的话那就不叫做天天了。
Otherwise, it would not be a daily picking up of our cross.
但是弟兄姊妹也不要给这些光景来喝倒。
But brothers and sisters, let us not be threatened by these conditions.
你晓得。
We must know.
我们的主是有分寸的。
Our Lord has His own measure.
他做工是有目的的。
He has a purpose to His work.
他不是以我们受苦做喜乐的。
It is not that He has joy in us suffering.
我们受苦的时候，他陪着我们受苦的。
When we suffer, He suffers with us.
但是他允许我们经过这许许多多的困扰也好，痛苦也好，难以承担的担子也好。
But He allows for us to go through such sorrow and suffering, whether it seems unbearable or not.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看见十字架上的主，他做的是什么？
If brothers and sisters were able to see the Lord's work on the cross,
你也看见那个经历过十字架的主，他的手是放在我们的身上。
Then we're able to see even the Lord Himself who experienced the working of the cross and His hand upon us.
我们就喜乐了。
Then we are joyful.
因为他看见我们能给他造成他手中何用的器皿。
Because he sees and deems us worthy to be a vessel that can be molded into something that is useful in his hands.
时间过了一点点了。
We have passed our time a little bit.
我们祷告一下就结束了。
We'll end with a word of prayer.
主啊，巴不得你的灵在我们的里边给我们有个更大的苏醒。
Lord, may your spirit give us awakening even more greatly within us.
在这样的一个黑暗不太明朗的日子的里边，我们仍然看见我们的前途是在主手里。
That in this dark age where the future is not certain, that we can see that our hope and our future is in thee.
让我们看见你在我们身上所做的许许多多的工作，也许我们今天不明白。
And allow for us to see and understand all the work that you do upon us today, even though we may not understand.
但是你总有一天叫我们看见你做工的果效在我们身上是怎么一回事。
But one day you show us, so we will realize the fruit of thy work upon us.
主啊，因此我们求你开我们的心里边的眼睛。
Lord, we do ask that you open the eyes within our heart.
叫我们穿透万事来看见你做工的手。
That we would be able to see through all things and see thy working hand.
让我们都在十字架的工作的底下被你带到一个地步和你的心里。
That under the working of thy cross, we will be able to be led to a place that is meet for thy use.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
因为我们的指望是在乎你。
Because our hope is in thee.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是按照你荣耀的旨意来造就我们。
Because thou call us and build us according to thy own eternal will.
愿意主你所要做的在我们身上可以毫无保留的成全。
Lord, may it be all thy work that thy desire to do upon us will be fulfilled.
叫你的名更得着高举。
That your name will be exalted even more.
叫你的荣耀又更明显的彰显。
That your glory will be seen.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship thee.
我们爱你。
We love thee.
我们愿意毫无保留的跟随你。
That we want to follow after thee without any reservation.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord's name. Amen.